quorum six or seven?
Six.
We have six members here.
We have five voting members.
Oh, we have, no, we have...
Going twice. Going three times. Hearing none, we have no comment from the public. I did get a phone call from Steve Thal this morning, which I couldn't answer. So I suspect that he may have been telling me that he won't be able to attend today's meeting. So I'm going to take it that he's not coming, but if he is, I won't be surprised. Having said that, let's carry on to old business. Minutes from 15 June 2023 for action. Do I hear a motion to adopt?
Mary Sullivan, I make a motion to adopt.
Okay, we have a motion from Mary. You have a second.
Beth, Eileen Ager. Oh, go ahead, Beth. I will second.
Second from Beth Rival. Any corrections to the minutes?
Yes, Eileen.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Eileen. Very, very slight correction. Under attendance, two letters in my first name are reversed.
Okay.
And hi, this is Jennifer Proto. I had emailed Lisa about just a correction of a date. Minutes had said that the budget bill was effective October 1st, 2024, when it actually is in effect already as of July 1st. So I believe she was just correcting that.
And I did correct it. Thank you.
Any others? Hearing none. We have a roll call for a vote on the minutes, please.
Do you want me to start the names?
Just the voting members, please.
Was that a yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrea Giudice?
Yes.
Beth Rival?
Yes.
Eileen Akers?
Yes.
Mary Silverberg?
Yes.
Catherine Guzman?
Yes.
Sylvester.
Okay. We have a unanimous vote. Thank you very much. Minutes are approved. And now we move on to new business. Proposed meeting dates for 2024. This is an action item. The proposed meeting dates are as follows. 21st of March, these are all on a Thursday, by the way, 20th of June, 19th of September, and 19th of December. Do I hear a motion to adopt the meeting dates for 2024?
So moved. Eileen Akers.
Eileen Akers moves. We have a second.
Andrea, second.
Second from Andrea. Do we have any discussion? Any objections to those dates? Without objection, the dates are adopted for 2024. We will be meeting on the 21st of March, 20th of June, 19th of September, and 19th of December. Thank you all. Our next item, Blind Americans Equality Day Work Group. Let me see. Who can give us a report on that? Looks like it's going to be yours truly. So planning is proceeding apace for Blind Americans Equality Day 2023. It's scheduled for Friday the 13th of October from 10 to noon. We'll have feature two panel discussions and, of course, a reading of the proclamation in honor of Blind Americans Equality Day, in addition to which it is also Disabled Americans Employment Month, and we will acknowledge the presence of that month in conjunction with Blind Americans Equality Day. So I just want to thank the work group for its exceptionally hard work and its diligence in keeping this thing on task and on time. And it looks like it's going to be an exceptional event, and I'm very much looking forward to it. And with that, does anybody have any comments they'd like to share about Blind Americans Equality Day?
This is Eileen. I'm thrilled that we are going forward with an event. So thank you to you, Al, and Steve, Saul, and anybody else on the committee. But it's just so good that we are recognizing this. And Al, could you briefly tell us what the panels are, what the discussions will be?
Sure. If you will give me a second here, I'm going to have to bring up. Let's see. Let me see what I've got. I know we're going to have a panel featuring children's services, including the topic of CVI, and there was one other topic too. So if you'll give me just a moment, talk among yourselves while I open this file. I see what I need to do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it would be so cumbersome. I apologize.
Not to worry, because I should have been prepared for this, actually. Let me see here. Let's go to folders. Here we are. Let's look at this one. Okay. So we're gonna have an MC whose name escapes me right now, but she is eminently well qualified, and she's gonna be an interesting speaker. Panel A is the discussion of PREETS. And here we are, Children's Services on its and its clients' contemporary challenges, including CVI. And then Voc Rehab, I'm not sure about that. It looks like I'm looking at an old agenda.
Yeah, Al, this is Carol.
Yes, Carol, please.
The two panels are the pre-employment transition services that's a part of vocational rehab, and then the Usher syndrome panel discussion. Yeah. Children's is not doing a discussion on the CVI.
Okay, that is true that Children's Services does not have a participant doing a presentation on CVI, but there is, I wish there was another board work group member here with us, because I hadn't been at the last two meetings, but we do have a volunteer who is going to be discussing something related to Children's Services. So,
hey Al, this is Catherine.
Yes.
I'm not aware of anyone from Children's Services
who's
representing the program. Yeah. So, if you could please let me know who that individual is, I'd appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, what I'm going to do actually is I'm going to send the board the brochure and the agenda, so that way everybody will know specifically what the agenda is, and they won't have to rely on me flailing with an old agenda from a work group meeting.
Much appreciated. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, Eileen. All right, moving on then. Where are we? Administrative items. We are in administrative items. All right, very good. Progress on filling vacant and anticipated positions. Carol, you have the floor.
Carol, you're muted.
You're muted.
Just kidding. Let me start over. So sorry. So we've hired a few new people since our last meeting here. So for VR services, we hired another technology rehab teacher, and so that is Elena
Caballo, and I apologize. I butchered the last name, and I'll butcher the other person's last name too. And then we hired a bilingual counselor. Her name is Tanzania. I'm not even going to attempt her last name. And then we just recently hired a processing tech, which I haven't even sent this announcement out to Bezzy staff yet because we just found out. So you guys are the first to know. It's Ray and Martin. So that means we'll need to refill her Secretary 1 position that she will be vacating. And then there were interviews for the other pre-EDS transition counselor. And I know there were some good candidates there, so I think we're just waiting on final approval of that hire. And then we are going to be reposting the rehab technology teacher position for adult services. So that is where we are with staff positions.
Okay, thanks, Carol. Our next item is a report from the director. Carol, you have the floor.
All right, sounds good. And I want to pull up our notes from our meeting, Al. Okay. So Al and Stephen and I met, gosh, I don't recall the date. It's probably been six-ish weeks ago now. And so we were just following up on a few things. We discussed the low vision provider status, and our processes and standards were agreed upon from the committee. And we have since added a new low vision provider to our system for clients to use. I'm just drawing a blank on the name right now, but we've added another one, which is good. We then gave a staff position update, which I'm not going to go into, but we did discuss that as well, so it's actually updated since the last time we talked. We then further discussed Blind Americans Equality Day, which we had an update about that as well. And then we just had a discussion on membership and service and stuff as a part of the board. But a few other things for my report. I did send ADS, the Aging and Disability Services, our umbrella agency, is getting a new logo. So I sent each board chairperson that BESB has the logo options to send out to the rest of their boards. So thank you to those who voted for their choice. The plan is to reveal the new logo sometime in October. I don't know when or anything, but that was the initial plan for EDS. We are also currently doing our consumer statewide needs assessment. So I believe it was yesterday. All of you should have received the stakeholder and key informant survey to take via SurveyMonkey. So if you have not done that, please do that. Your feedback is appreciated. And then we're also working on our VR satisfaction survey. So that is also in the mix and is happening. So is there any questions?
This is Eileen. Even though you have my new email address, both the a logo item and the okay. The needs assessment, I think they may have been sent to my old email, so I could not participate. And I hope that SurveyMonkey will work. Sometimes for some displays, it doesn't work. So if somebody has a problem, probably me, completing anything, is there a way to have input?
Yes, so if you encounter issues, send me an email and let me know, and then I will have, at CCSU, Central Connecticut State University, I will have one of those individuals reach out to you, and then you can do it over the phone. I know I don't use a Braille display, but it does work with JAWS and screen readers.
Sometimes I've had problems with SurveyMonkey, but anyway, so if somebody could send me that the information with my correct email address, which you have.
Eileen, would you mind sending that to me, your new email address?
Yeah, I would be delighted to share my new email address with anybody that wants it.
Yeah, so I think, Eileen, I have two email. I think I still have your old email address listed as well. So I want to make sure, which one is the new one?
egacres25@gmail.com.
Okay.
Oh, welcome to GBA.
I will send those things to you.
Thank you. I apologize. I had to reluctantly do this because of problems with Frontier and SBC Global. So I apologize.
Boy, SBC went the way of the dodo a long time ago.
So did I.
Yes. Very good. All right. Any other items, Carol?
One other thing I forgot to mention, we are still working on the, I'm going to call it the automated phone tree message. IT is toward the end of finishing up that project, but it's not live yet. So, I mean, it should definitely be live before our next board meeting, but that was something I think from a previous meeting that was kind of an item for old business. But it is being worked on and we're getting close to completion.
Excellent. Thank you. Any other questions for Carol?
Morning, Al.
Morning, Steve. So glad you could make it. So we did discuss the Blind Americans Equality Day, and unfortunately, I didn't do a very good job because I did not have materials available to me. So, with the board's indulgence, Steve, I would like to ask you if you could just give us a thumbnail briefing on where we are with Blind Americans Equality Day.
Sure. Sorry about trying not to get in. Anyway, good morning. In terms of the Blind Equality Day, we came up with a couple of ideas in terms of what to present. The first, of course, is the identifying who will be reading our proclamation. And the second thing is we had to identify where the location would be. Because of time and budget constraints, it was recommended that we would hold the event at GESBI at the DSS Center training room. And also we sent out a save the date to some of our partners in terms of the event, because the event normally falls on Sunday this year, but we decided it would be a good idea to hold it on Friday the 13th from 10 to 12. The committee looked at several things, and what we came up with was to have two panels, one involving the transition to employment, you know, for our students aged 14, also 16 and up, because there is an emphasis in the Voc Rehab Department to help the students become better prepared for careers. So Charlotta graciously put together a panel of an employer and three other people to help talk about the program, the successes and the challenges that they face. The second panel had to do with, we were looking at a couple of things. We were looking at cortical blindness, and we were also looking at Usher syndrome. And what we learned that Connecticut has a new ambassador from the Usher Syndrome Coalition, Mikeela Zito. We thought it might be a good idea to work with the topic of Usher syndrome. So we have her scheduled for the panel, and as a mentor that Shalada is helping, and she's trying to find one other, and it was recommended that I be part of the panel as well. Now, what we're working on, our next meeting is Monday from 10 to 11, and we need to nail down quite a few things. Shalada graciously has been putting together the public program, the program that will be distributed at program itself will not be sent out and be used for that. So we will have to get a hold of Ms. Sullivan, our public relations person, to help beef it up and do whatever else we need to do. It's a simple one page folded in half, and we have to use four sides. First will be the ADA symbols and everything that we have to put down for the Aging and Disability Department and the announcement of the program, and then the middle two pages will have the program itself. So we do have several things that still need to be solidified. For example, who will do the reading of the proclamation? Two, making sure that the room is accessible and properly set up, because we invited some people to have tables to, with resource material. So that's the quick thumbnail sketch of it, Al.
Thank you, Steve. I have since located... I've since located our draft agenda, so I just wanted to go over that very briefly with everybody so you'll have an idea of where it stands. So we'll start with remarks from the commissioner, a reading of the proclamation. The Master of Ceremonies is Noreen Greece, president and founder of You Can Do Astronomy, LLC. She is a writer and advocate for inclusion of blind and visually impaired individuals in the STEM field. So I expect that she's going to add a little color and excitement to our agenda as she performs the MC duties. The first panel discussion, pre-employment training and vocational rehabilitation services. Our participants are Marcia Roach, owner and operator of Vesta Biotherapeutics, Gabriella Kalish, a parent, Kristen Giantonio, another parent, Kwaku Darko, excuse me, student and mentor, along with Alex Russello, student and mentor. Following the intermission, we'll have a panel discussion of Usher Syndrome with Michaela Zito, Ambassador for Connecticut Usher Syndrome Coalition, as Steve mentioned, and Alondra Seda Martinez, a college student. And that will be followed by final remarks and the... what's the word I'm looking for? Final remarks and adjournment. There we are. That is a draft agenda, and I am reasonably confident that the speakers are confirmed, but it's possible that some of those names will change.
Al or Steve, is there any way that there will be a virtual component so that some of us could participate virtually?
I'm gonna defer to Steve on that one. As I mentioned, I wasn't at the last two meetings because I was away. So, Steve, have we made any progress on that?
No, we still have much work to do with the IT person that's overseeing the room.
Okay. So, I mean, that is something we intend to do, Eileen, and that is one of the things that we need to work out then.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, you're welcome. Any other questions?
Yeah, they added me to the panel on ushers.
They did add you. Okay, Steve, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your participation in that. And I wanted to thank you for the exceptional work you have done on this work group, keeping us on track and reminding us of items that we may have forgotten that we need to which we need to pay attention. So I am grateful for the work you do, Steve, and thanks for keeping us on track. Okay, anything further with regard to Blind Americans Equality Day before we get back to the regular agenda?
This is Chris. I just wanted to say...
Chris, go ahead.
That's an excellent agenda. I'm thrilled to hear how much work has gone into that. And happy that we had a couple of adult services people on the planning group. So, congratulations. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And let me say that your staff is exceptional. They've consistently come up with excellent ideas. They've always been there when we've needed them, and they are always prepared. So you should be very proud of your staff because they do yeoman's work. Okay, any other questions for Carol? I apologize for interrupting the agenda. We hadn't quite completed the report from the director, or maybe we had. I don't know, but any questions for Carol? Hearing none, Carol, did you have any other items under the report before we move on? You're unmuted.
Nope, that was it.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, now we have program updates. Adult Services, Chris Lassen, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Al. I hope I can be heard. I think I'm on. I'm not muted.
Yep.
So, okay. So, I don't know if Lisa Drew is taking minutes, but I do have this update in written format, so I'm happy to send it to you afterwards if you'd like. And just so from Adult Services a point of view, Gary Allen has joined Adult Services as our first ever rehab technologist, we are really grateful for Gary's contribution. And sort of just as an update, we had been seeking to hire a fourth rehabilitation teacher. We had interviewed earlier in the year for that. We were not thrilled with the candidates and requested to reclassify this position vacancy and seek a second rehabilitation technologist. And we're really, really happy that we were granted permission to do that. Both Carol and Commissioner Porter were very supportive of that, and we are about to embark on our second recruitment for this second rehab technologist position. So that's, I know we sort of mentioned that in Carol's position refill update, but I wanted to kind of just fill in some of those spaces. Where the incumbent adult services supervisor is thrilled with the announcement that Rhea Martin, in just a little over 2 weeks, will be taking over as the processing technician and coding I reports, because that will open up, it'll remove that responsibility from my shoulders and open up some additional time for me to collaborate with Jill Warzeka on some additional case management and quality assurance issues. So that's a very welcome and much anticipated change that's coming just 2 weeks down the road from tomorrow. Right now, just as an overview of Adult Services, we are working with 4 social work staff, 3 mobility instructors, 3 rehabilitation teachers, 1 rehab technologist with the second recruitment for the second underway, and the adult services supervisor and the volunteer program specialist, Lori St. Amand. We're very happy with the way the program is currently perking along. We continue to work with the Older Individuals with Blindness Technical Assistance Center on 3 important goals in a intensive consultancy project we embarked on earlier this year: revision of the Adult Services Policy and Procedure Manual after only a dozen years, creation of a client satisfaction survey, likely one that we will be able to administer in-house, and the development of a universal assessment tool for our field staff. And I'll be happy to keep the board posted on our progress in the coming meetings. We also have benefited from receiving the support of, as I said, Jill Warzeka, for quality assurance, quality assurance functions that we previously, in past times, struggled to find those resources, and we're very, very happy that